in Daf Tzavi Komet Beis by the Gemara. Iboy Elohu. So the Gemara clears a shayla. Omro Tmeyani Mahu Shetoichal Betrume. May she eat Trume. Rav Sheishes Omar Eicheles. She's allowed to eat Trume. Shloiteitzi Laz Alboneho. That if she won't be eating Trume, so people will see this Tmeyani Loch that she had said, Yesh Dvorim Begav. That we say she's not allowed to eat trume. So there'll be mighty laws on the children that they're pgumim. So she was a zayne. Rava Oma Ine Echeles. Rava says she shouldn't eat trume. Efshadoch lo chulen. Maybe she's eating chulen. There's no laws by her not eating trume. She can eat chulen. There's no trume around. There's no, so there won't be any law. So why should we be make or that she should eat trume? Omarove, umay the Rav Sheishes. The Rav Sheishes holds that she's allowed to eat trume. Shleitoitzi laz albonero, shimnis almolo, if she became an almone, she'enei echeles. Then she should stop eating trume. Midi hu taime, Elomishum, what was the whole reason that Rav Sheishes said she should eat trume? Mishum shaloitaitzi las alboneo nisalmolov and nisgarsha omri hashta disniso. But if after she becomes an almone, they'll see now she stopped eating trume. So people will say, maybe now someone was manasar, apostle was manasar now. And he says, Nivol, the Mamzer, the Nosen. So Memela, that's why she stopped eating Truma now, but not eating now Truma will not bring about a laws on the children. Now let us see the Ran. Mar Shetoichel Betruma. The Duma Labailo Deloy Mehemno. We do not believe a Labailo, Kadesh Leititin Einer Ba'achel. So therefore we said, he should not give her a gift. We're not mamming her. Aber betrume mehemne, aber kubi legabi trume. She is nemo. Shlalhaitzi laz albonel, de kiven de chazu, de schinelo, le mechlo betrume. If people will see that we ask her to eat trume, sovri di chiyomot meani kushta kamer. When she said meani, she said the truth. Meitin laz albonel, that they pkume. Efshadach lechulen, the main mumri, truma de lesla, she doesn't have truma, that's why she's eating chulen. But after she becomes an almone, hashtahu das niso, acheshen is almelo as niso, someone was manasa after she became an almone, venivolo leposel, opsulo mina truma. I'd like to elaborate a little on this gemara. We had learned yesterday, the Ran had a problem. That how is she, the Mishnah Achrayna says that she's Muta Labayla. And we learned Pshat that the Ram was asking Akasha, why is she Muta Labayla? L'chayre, even though she doesn't have Nemonis, the Gabi Bailo, but the Gabi herself says the Din of Shav Yenav Shechtiche Di Sure. She's saying she's also to be with Bailo. So how can we permit that a husband should be with her if she is an amonus of Shavya Napsha? That's how we understood that was the Ran's kasha. And that the Ran said three terutz. One terutz was Yeshkoich l'chachomim l'akadovim min ha-teir afilu v'kum ba'asei. Second terutz was Kol the Makadish Adaitad Rabbonon, Bavkina Rabbonon Kedushimino. And the third teretz was, that Pachlal, there's no nemonis of Shavya Navsha, Bemokim, when she's Chavlachine, and she wants to be made to herself, me Bailo, there's no nemonis of Shavya Navsha. So now, let us go back to each time, to understand this Gemara. The Gemara clears a shayla, is she allowed to eat trume? Now, lemigda milta, Be'emesin, she has, according to the first Teret, she has an amonus of Shavya Napshi. So me'ikar adin, we assume she's a Zayna. Now, l'migda milse, but we can't assume she's a Zayna because we can't give her an anhog of a Zayna, that it should be Yaitzi, because that'll make a gewaldike kilko. So she'll be made to herself in the Bible. So we can't permit this. She has to remain married to her husband, the Kohen, even though she's a Zayna, halachically. So how do we make this come about? So that's very good. That she should remain married to her husband. She has a husband, a Kohen, and we want her to remain married, not that she should be mafki herself mibailo. So we were mata the iso zayne bekum vasei. Now the Gemara calls a shayla, what's with Tume? What's with Tume? If she has an amonis, that she's a zayne, she's not allowed to eat Tume. And what's the shayla? Here was al smigda milse. The Meiri mentions a svara. He says, if she won't be allowed to eat trume, so the whole divrei chacham will be achuchet lula. So the whole thing will be a big joke. She's mutet hakoyin, she's not allowed to eat trume. That's a good one. So it seems, perhaps, als the migda milse, if it will be nikar that she's also betrume, it's not good. And perhaps the Gemara says another svara also, there'll be moitzi lat. So they went all the way. Seems they went all the way. So the Migda Milsa, there was a need. This we needed. We needed that she should remain married. This is a tikkun ha'olam. So if she remains married, we have to be matter this azayne. So already we have to be matter this truma also. It shouldn't be a chulchat lula. It shouldn't be moitzi laz al bonel. So we had to go all the way. So we're matter that iser also. So Chazal said that, as we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba says, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Shoftim. The Shoftim held this is the proper thing to do. L'migda milsa samameila, we go all the way. After her husband dies, so now there won't be any laws. So now we say she's taka also. And Rava says, the whole thing is not so terrible that she should be allowed to eat trume. It's not so nicker, and she doesn't have any trume, people will say. So we don't have to go so far. So al kaponim, according to the first Mahalach in the Ran, we can understand the Gemara. And the Meiri seems to say like the first Mahalach in the Ran. But yeshkoich l'chachomim, and it's a very big inyan. Now let's go to the second Mahalach in the Ram. The second Mahalach in the Ram was, he didn't like the Sinyan of Yeshkech Lachomim, to be over, Bekumba, Sei, Keseida, there's no such thing. So he has a new Mahalach, Avkina Rabbona Likdushamina. That means, we told her that, Mamanavshech, we don't believe you. Finished. We don't believe you, Lagabi, your husband. So you're mechuyev to remain with your husband. You're saying legabi yourself, but you know klo that you're a zayne. So how could we be matal on you to do such a thing legabi yourself? So we said, if you're right, we mafkir the kedushin. So you're not we don't believe you. But if you're right, you have nothing what to worry about. We mafkir the kedushin. So then the gemara is a shrek. So they were mafki the kedushin. So what's the so she's not and lechayre she's eating trume. Either she's a bas kohen or the bonim kahanim. So if they were mafki the kedushin, so she's not a zayne. So what is the svar of Rav? She shouldn't eat trume. What's wrong with eating trume? She's mamanavshech. If she's a liar, so she's not a zayne. She's ichalat to eat trume. She's telling the truth, the Chachamim told her, don't worry, we're mafkir the kedushin. So she's also allowed to eat trume. So this kasha, I saw the Kerneira ask the kasha. He buys my kasha. This is a psakasha according to this pshat. Then we also have to know, if they were mafkia, the kedushin, so you have to understand very well, so, that he told that if you taka azayne, if you taka azayne, so mafkia the kedushin. So why does Rav Shesha say after, why does Rav Shesha say after when the husband dies, she's not allowed to eat trume? Now what's wrong with eating trume? If she's taka zayne, they were mafki the kedushin. She's not a zayne, so why does she can eat? It's also difficult to understand. Now let's go to the third pshat in the Gemara. The third pshat in the Gemara was the Ran. The Ran said, there's no din of shav yinav shechticha di sura. Whatever is negeya her husband when she's trampling on her husband's feet, there's no din of shav yinav shechticha, not a filo gabi herself also. There's no din, she's not talking about herself, she's talking about her husband. So memela, so there's no nemonis of shav yinav shechticha, I don't have to be goyris what she's saying, I don't, she has no nemonis whatsoever. So, therefore, she's allowed to be with her husband. So that's when she's trampling with on his feet. That's the Sazaina Labal. But when talking about Trume, that's also difficult to understand. So by Trume, so what right does she have to eat Trume? Here she's not trampling on his feet. That means this, to say that she's also, she's saying she's also by Trume. She's saying she's a Zaina. So, the surim, which are chav lebailo, that she doesn't have nemonis. But by trume, l'chayre, she's not chav lebailo, so why shouldn't she have nemonis l'gabi trume? What's the sfora of Rav Shesha, shlei toitzi la'az al-boner? She should have nemonis av shav yinavsha. This kasha the Kerneira also asks. So kasha. Let us go further. It comes out the only pshat that's understandable is go the first pshat of Yeshkecha Mamlakadova Minatoira. No, yeah. That we can understand. Amar Rav Pape, Bodik Lon Rove. Rove wanted to fahar us. He wanted to see if we know how to learn well. Yes, as a shayla, eishes koyin shenenso, yesh loksuba, ay ain loksuba. If the ma'anis an eishes koyin, does she have a ksuba or not? Kivin, the oinis lagabi koyin, keros and lagabi Israel, dami, since an oinis lagabi koyin, is this like rots and lagabi Israel, is ain loksuba. So she shouldn't have a ksubit. Hidilma motzi omrelei, or maybe she can tell him, ano ochazina, I'm roi, I wasn't mezane berotzen, v'gavro huden istachvo sadeu. That means, we had the Ran said before, you're a koin, your kedushas kuna was goyim. I was nenas, so it's your fault. That was the shaila that Rove asked Rav Pape. Amrina lei, so we told him, Masnisani, it's a Mishnah. Haimeres temea niloch, yesh lo ksube. According to the Mishnah Rishayne, she has a ksube. Bamaya skina. Ilay mebeishes Yisroel, iberotzen, klum yesh lo ksube. If she says she was mzana berotzen, so she has a ksube. If it's an Ashes Yisrael, and she said the word Ma'anisa, Mika Mitzri Al-Gavra, it says, Yoitzois. It can't be speaking about an Ashes Yisrael, because an Ashes Yisrael, she's there, it's not Yoitzois. Belabashes Koi, so the Mishnah is speaking about an Ashes Koi, Iberotzain, Klum Yeshla Ksuba. If it's Barotzain, she has a Ksuba, Migorem Ashes Yisrael. Barotzain. What's the difference in Eishes Kayim Barot and Eishes Yisrael Barot? Alalav Boines, Ektoni Yesh Loksubim. So if he has to be speaking about that it was Boines, and it says Yesh Loksubim. That's how Rav Pape was Poshet Rav Shaila from our Mishnah. Now I saw on Chedushei Rab Reuven and Ksubis that Simon Yud Beis, he says, we have that, what was the Shaila of the Gemara? Rove said a Shaila. Do we say, given the oynes legabi koyen kerotzen legabi Yisrael domi, ain't lo ksube. So what's the first tzad? The first tzad is, that an eishes koyen is also lebailo boynes, like eishes Yisrael, is also lebailo berotzen. So we have to understand why is an Eishish Yisrael also Labayla Barotza. If we say an Eishish Yisrael is also Labayla because she did something that's not proper, she was Mizana Tachas Bayla, so Memela, because of that we cancel her so she doesn't have a Ksube. If that would be Pshat, so what comparison, how can you compare an Eishish Koyin Bo'in is an Eishish Yisrael Barotza? There we cancelled her. She asked herself al bailo. She did an aveira. Here she was nena. So what's the tzad? She should be like an eishes Yisrael barot. So Rab Reuven says that Emerson, that what an eishes, the chiyuv ksuba is as follows. If the husband is the sibe for giving the get, the husband wants, the whole chiyuv ksuba is, if the husband wants to give her a get. You want to give her a get? Fine. Pay her a ksuba. Lay me boy for lend the tamiz, lay shtake ala bain of leitzia. You want to give a get, so memela, so then you have to give a ksuba. A saite, an eishes Yisrael barotzin, the reason she doesn't have a ksuba is because the get is not because of me. It's because of you. Not because you. Because of you, you did a maisa, you asked yourself, now I have to give you a get. If the get is because of you, I don't have to give you a ksuba. If the get is because of me, I do have to give you a ksuba. So the Gemara Kleva Shaila, a very nice Shaila, so an Aishas Koyin Shenenso, she is also the Sibbe of the Geirishin. I want to give you a get, I don't want to give you a get. You were nena, so because of you, I have to give you a get. And that is no chiyuv ksuba. That was the first tzad of Rove. He brings down the Loshon Rambam, ein lo ksuba, shrei maiseo gomu lo shetzricha ligorish mi bailo. Maybe says this by Eishes Yisrael. But because of you, you're the misav of the geirishin. If you're misav of the geirishin, so Memela is so I don't, there's no chiyuv ksuba and such a thing. The other tzad is, anoch hazin, it's not because of me. That means I was nenas. You're a kodesh, you're kedushas kune, mazloch goram. And it would seem that that's Taka the Mahalach. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. The Gemara says a whole on this. So that's why Taka Lamai said, he owes her a ksuba. So, Emerson, yesterday we mentioned Akasha, which really the Kasha is really a gigantic Kasha, because the Sameach is a similar Kasha, but let's just mention yesterday's Kasha. The Ranzer Pshat, the Mishnah Tula Nimin Yehudim Yoytzi VeYitin Ksuba. So what? Why is the Tula Nimin Yehudim? Why is Yoytzi VeYitin Ksuba? So the Ran says that if she asks a Tashmish from the whole world, so let's read between the lines. So we see Tashmish is Koshelo. It's very difficult for a Tashmish. The whole Tashmish she's having, Mibailo, is like an oinus. It's, she doesn't have any hanor from it, and I don't know, she doesn't even know. It's koshelo. It's like he's ma'anisa. That's not a tachlis of a Beis Yisrael. And a husband should be ma'anis ishtoi. She's totally against it. So that's why Yaitzi be eating soup. So lochere, if uleska kasha, who is the sibba over here? We have that sibbe. I mean, it's Tashmish Koshelo, Nebuchadnezzar, but So that's why I have to give you a ksuba. It's because of you you get. So Mamela, I have to give a ksuba. And the Mishnah says you give a ksuba. The Sameach asks a different kasha. The Sameach asks in the Rambam, it says that if an ish is a roya machmas tashmish, so it's also yaitzi v'yitin ksuba. So there, the Sameach also asks the kasha. How is here? Mazloi goram. It's nistachva sodeyu. It's here she's the sibe. She's taka the sibe. She has a machle. It's a roya machmas tashmish. So that's he's to give her a ksuba. So this is a problem. We have to understand the Loshna, Gemara, and the Ran, it would seem, the only reason she gets a ksuba is because we attribute the reason of the get is because of you, not because of her. So we have other cases in the reason of the get is because of her, and she still gets a ksuba. So, that's a difficulty. Let us see the Ran. The Ran says, and the Tzadik Aleph Gavrud in his Tachva Sadeh, Kedushas Kulnosei Gormoloi, because that you're a Kodesh, you're a Kohen, Kedefrishas Masnisa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Iboyelu, Moklas Nanu Shailo, Omro Lebailo Gereshtani. Mal. She says, she goes over to husband. He boilu omr la baila gereshtani. So the Ran says, niskara get. Where's the get? If I gave a get, oh, that's nabach my hard luck. It got torn. Oisha ovat. Ma la mino la tira linosa. Is she allowed to get married? She's telling her husband in the face, she gave me a get. Omar avamnuna toshma. Haimeres tmei ani los. The Mishnah says she's not believed. There, why don't we believe her? Because there it's very easy to say a sheker. The yoda, the baila lo yoda bo. She knows her husband, that she tells them someone's manas. Her husband knows, your manas, nish manas. He doesn't know anything about it. So there, she can say a lie in front of his face, and he won't know the difference, so we don't believe her. Aval gabi gereshtani, to go over to a husband and say, you gave me a get. And if we say it never happened, such a chutzpah, such a hoze, no such thing. The yodabo mehemne, the chazoke in isha me isa poner bifnei baila, to tell the husband in the face, a blatant lie. If never happened, you gave me a get, and I'm getting married, goodbye. I won't invite you to my chasna either. I mean, to say such a chutzpah, he never gave her a get. A woman doesn't have such a chutzpah. So if she said it, Sarai, she's telling the truth. So this chazok is a biru that helps a filu the kabidov shebel. It's a non-sadi. So Rabbi told Rav Hamnuna ad Rabbi, I wish to disagree with you. You're telling me, I feel according to the Mishnah Achreine, that they made takonis that we shouldn't believe to Me'ani Loch. But here there's such a, here you have nothing what to be afraid of, because if it's not true, you wouldn't find a woman that would have the audacity to say such a thing to husband. This is a biru gomo. And so Rav said, not only do I disagree with you that according to the Mishnah, Achoyne, she's not Nemot, Adarab, Afilu le Mishnah Rishoyne, Diktoni Mehemne, according to the Mishnah Rishoyne that says she's Nemot, Hosam Mishum Dali Avide le Vizuye Nafsha. That means to say such a thing, Nens and Nasty, is a very embarrassing statement. No one knows about it. Now she's going to come and she's going to say they're nasty. It's very embarrassing. So there, the Mishnah, Rishoyne held, so if she says such a thing, we have to believe her. Mestam, it's true. Avol hoche. But here, it's not embarrassing. She's not saying embarrassing. She's saying her husband gave her a get. Know what? it's a chutzpah to the husband. The zimna the tokim lo min gavre mizimizi. She got very angry at her husband. So she can gather up the courage and to be a mechutzav also to him. She's burning mad at him, so she'll tell him also that you gave me a gift. So what is Rav saying? So Rav is saying that according to the Mishnah of Yishayna, we have some sort of a biru. But this is Tamazai, not a biru. The kasha, how she had the guts to do it. The Rashi says, the zimna tokiv lo min gavre, tzitzir lo baylo. He was mitzayr, he's a poner, befond of. No, if he can be mitzayr me, I have no derech eretz for him. So she'll be meis poner, befond of. So there's no biru here whatsoever. So I feel according to the Mishnah of Yishayne, she won't be named. Mosiv Rav Misharshi. So Misharshi is Takash. We learned in the Mishnah, Hashemayim Beini Lebeinach. The Mishnah Rishayne. Now, so you said that the whole Nemonis of, you said the whole Nemonis of Tmei Anilach is because she won't be Mevaz herself. About Meiza, Mamish Meiza. The Isha is Meiza. So why is she Nemon? Why is she Nemon to say, according to the Mishnah Shein, why is she Nemon to say he's not Yerik Echeitz? There, Lachoyre, Mustama the Gemara understood like this, that the Gemara first understood Mustama that he's Makrisha, he's saying I am Yerik Echeitz, and she says, no, you're not Yerik Echeitz, so Alt Meiza, saying Isha Meiza Bifnei Baila, so she wouldn't say such a thing in front of him. So Zaraya, that she's telling the truth. But according to you, Meiza is Tamazai Gomish. He was Mitzayra, so she'll be a Meiz Ponim. No, the whole Nemonis is Altswad, Alts, because, but if she says, Tamei Anilach, because she wouldn't be Mevaza herself. But here she's not being Mevaza herself. She's saying, you're not Yerik Echeitz. Anyone, she's Mevaza him, not her. So what, so why is she Nemo? Do you have to derove it? Shmein Beinu Lebeinu the Mishnah Rishoyne. To Yufta the Rove, to have it Yufta the Rove. The last lucky Sufa here, she's not being Mevaz herself. Look at Tony Mehemne, so you see Punkt Verkehrt, that is an Ammonis als Inisha Meizom. The Sava Rove, Hosam, given the Loi Sagi, the Loi Omre, and Yoyre Kechetz. That means she's going to come to Bez and say, Shemayim Beini Lebeinach. So the dying will say, Rebbetzin, could you please elaborate? What are you talking, Shemayim Beini Lebeinach? You have to come down to earth and tell me what's happening. So she will have to tell the dying, Rachel Bitzchak Tana, what's happening. She'll have to tell the dying. If it's, she's not sure, she'd never tell him. It's embarrassing also. It's a very, it's an embarrassing thing to discuss with a dying. How do you know? And it's something, if it's not true, she wouldn't say it. So, Rav is weiter going l'shitosai. An Isha could very easily be Meiza. That's no difficulty. If he was Mitzayah, she'll be Meiza. But here, in these first two cases, we have a biru that it's embarrassing for a woman to say such things to Me'anilach, Hashemayim Be'ni Lebeinach. So if she says it, it's a raya that it's true. Frag the Gemara, Hashemayim Beinu Lebeinu, the Mishnah Achayin, Tev Tiyuf, Tidra Ramnun, So the Gemara is a kash of bezoit, but the seif is already shver from a shmaim bein a bein a chur avam nun. Again, the Gemara understood that he is saying, I am Yerikechet, and she's saying, you're not Yerikechet. So we have again the biru of Einisha Me'iza b'fnei Bailo, and the Mishnah Achayinu says that she's not Nemon. And Rabam Nuna said, according to the Mishnah Achayinu, if we have a biru of Einisha Me'iza, so there's no problem, there's no kilkul, nothing, Einisha Me'iza, so if she's Nemon, to say, Nisgarashti. So why isn't she Nemon to say, he's not Yerikechet? So Rabbi Nuna said, no, this is just like Tmei Anilach. Just like Tmei Anilach, she's not scared to tell him Tmei Anilach because he doesn't know. So Mamela she'll tell him. And if he doesn't know, she can tell him a lie in his face. So Yerik Echeit, he also doesn't know. So if he doesn't know Yerik Echeit, so she'll tell him that you're not Yerik Echeit. So here she could say Sheker. So again, so that's why in these two cases, the man Iloch and Shemayim Beinu Lebeinoch, where he doesn't know Take if she's telling a sheker or not, so there she's Take not Nemon. But he's Garashti that he knows Klo that she's telling a sheker, then we have a Klo Misha Meiza. Let us see the Ran. Iboyelu, Omro le Bairo Gerashtani, when Iskara get a shavad mala mina latirli nose. The Yodo, the Bailo, lo Yodabo. She knows that her husband doesn't know im zinso im la, umishimoch im mishakro, beloy milta. So that's why she says a sheker, and she's not scared of saying a sheker. So the Gemara says, "Hosam le'avid of ziyanafshi." So Rabbi said the reason she's nemon, she bezoyin of gamulok shenensa hilkach ilav the kushta ave lehave kamer. If it wouldn't be the truth, she never would have said it. The tokif lo migavro shaydei kasat ischazik min abar lo hispanim boy b'loy mulei gerishtan. A move with kas she can get the courage to be a mayor's ponim. She has to stand on her own 2 feet. Hashamayim beini lebeinech, the Mishnah Rishayne, sha'omru nemenes, there it says she's believed, chief to the Rove. Ba'omar Rove, the full of Mishnah Rishayne, ki omar gerishtani le'mehem le'em. And we don't hold the svore of Einisha Me'ize. Here we see she's nemon al Einisha Me'ize. So the Gemara answers, Hosek, even Loi Sagilad, Loi Omre, En Yair Kecheit, Loi Yisek, the Kamra, Loi Omre, Loi. The Kivin, Shehi, Tzricha, Lavare, Dvorer, Kid Omre, Hashemayim, Beini, Lebeinach. When she says, Hashemayim, Beini, Lebeinach, so she'll be asked, please explain what you say. Utzricha, Loime, Beferish, so she'll have to say, Beferish, Mashi, Tayene, Solom, the Hainu, She'ein, Yoire, Kecheit, Ksifala, Milsa, this is an embarrassing thing to say. Bilav, the Kushti, Lehabes, Omre, Samamele, so that's what Rav answers. Vista, Garsi, Kivin, the Sagilo, the Omre, Mestom, and Yoire, Kecheit, she had the courage to say it. That's pshat. These two guys give the kosagila kloima acha shemotza baliba loima kach. So Ms. Thomas is telling the truth. Vahoche di yodahi de bali yodabo. So the Gemara says, by wasting a kash and Rabbam Nunim. Here, she knows that her husband knows. and she still says in front of him that you're not Yerik Echetz. Avapikin, there's no Svar in Isha Miza Bifnei Baile. The Salke Daita Chocha, the Gemara held, Diyu Nami Kimle Bi Yerik Echetz, Ektoni Dolei Mehem. So the Gemara answers, no, the Heide Bebiye Yoda, Bi Yerik Echetz Mi Yoda. Here there's no Hose, because he doesn't know about it. Now we see Klova the Taitch of Shemaim Beini Beinach. Now, how do we pass? Can we hear Amachloikis, Rav Amnune and Rove? So the Ran says, Kaim along Rav Amnune, the Isha Shomra Labailo Gereshtani Nemenes, the Sugyen Bekule Hashas Kevosei. All over Shas, we see like Rav Hamnuna. So the Ran says, Gan Shas, we see the Gemara brings down Shitas Rav Hamnuna. Umedamina lo alamas nisen. No. So Lalache, we paskin like Rav Hamnuna. How we see in Gan Shas? Isha Shomro. Gestani Bali Nemenes, that's put down a Ganshas, so we see the Paschal of Nun. Now, what's with Ksube? Umidaminenlo, Lamas Nisan. Now, the Gemara compared this to our Mishnah. Atloimi boy, like the Mishnah Rishayna Yanemo, like Mishnah Chayni Osnemo, so Vaistais, it's the same Nemonis of the Mishnah. Shma mino shaloi latira bulvadli no. Say, Nemen is not alone. Is she Nemon? Alili no say. Alafli to ksube. She gets a ksube also. Dumi the masnisen diktoni yoitzes for noitlis ksube. That's one raya. That means if the Gemara compared, Isha Shama Gereshtani to Tmehani, like the Mishnah Rishoyne. So we see that he has all the lochis and she gets a ksuba. Boy, now let's forget about the comparison. Oh, well, there's a cheshmen. Shrei miseifa ksuba nilmoy. We can learn miseifa ksuba shekach kosev lo. Uchtinosi la'acha titli ma shekosev lochi. That the chiyuv ksuba is that if you have a heter to get married, you're entitled to a ksuba. We don't split it. And the Gemara says in Yevamis, we first had a machlokes beishamay beisil, and then beisil was moided to beishamay. So machlokes beishamay and beisil. If Isha says Meis Bailey, so it's Nemenes. Nemenes, why is she Nemon? Tzadovish Be'erve, she's an Eidecho, she's an Isha. She's Nemon, Mishum Igunni Kilabo Rabon. What it'll be? So, they were saying Mechot, Achesh, but Mishum Igunni Kilabo Rabon. Now, so what's with the Ksuba? She's allowed to get married. What's with the Ksuba? So Beis Hillel says, "Mishum Igun Akilabo Rabon, and that's to get married. The Gabi the Ksube, you need a birur of Shnei Eidim. I mean, this is a Shaila moment. Maybe he's alive. So Ksube, she doesn't get a Ksube. Mishami says she gets a Ksube. And Beishamai tain that Miseifa Ksube, Beishamai would arrive from the safe Miseifa Ksube Nilmay. In the Ksube it says." That mishetinosi, if you're allowed to get married, titli mashikosev lechi. The ischayves of ksube is not dependent if I'm alive or dead. The ischayves of ksube is if you're allowed to get married. If halachically you're allowed to get married, you get a ksube. So, in b'chazru beisilu lohiris kebeishamet. So, we see this such a cheshbon of Miseifa ksuba nilmoid. Let's see what it says in the ksuba. Some amela. So the Ran says, so he uses the same svara over here. If lemaisa we paskin like Avhamnune, that the Isha Shomra, Niskarashti, Gerashtani Bailik, she's allowed to get married. If she's allowed to get married, she has to get the Ksuba.
The Ramban says this.
So now the Ran says, if we're learning this from Misefa Ksuba Nilmoy, the Leslon Medrash Ksuba Albeika Ksuba Abotaisvis Lohes. This is Chayvis, that if you're allowed to get married, you get a Ksuba, that's the Ika Ksuba. But the Taisvis, that we need a birur already. That is not totally in the heter nisuin. This is an egen hischayves, and if you mevar, I gave you a get. It's good. If not, not.
V'kiven the mishem hachi mehem letvei ki amar gereshtan mechiyom eshmani beini lebeino mishum de begereshtan yoda bo bailo ve'ena meiza.
So if would our Gemara explain why by Shemayim Beini Abeinach she's not Nemo, because since he can't know, she can be Meis Ponim, because he doesn't know that he's telling her a lie. Mashen Ken Gereshtani, he knows if she's telling a lie, and Isha Miza Bifnei Bailo.
So the Ran says, so what'll be, Shamina Mino, we can learn now a new case.
The Ba'oimeres Einoi Niskak Imi Klal.
What if the Isha will say that the, another Shemayim Beini Lebeinoch, that you're Rochik Mimeni, Kilchoik Shemayim Minoris, you're not Mekai Mitzvah Soine.
Now this he knows.
Even the Baile Yodabo is a fill of Mishnah Chayne Mehem, the Vietzim Itik Subim.
A fill of Loyosi Machmas Taini, the Boychutcha Loyodamo, the Kvure.
That means this alone, there's two Shailas over here. Shaila number one, is she telling the truth?
Zukteran, she's here telling the truth, because the whole Mekir of Rabam Nuna is because she would never say a lie in front of him if he knows that she's telling a lie.
So if that's the criteria, so if she says he's not mishamish with me, so Mamela, he knows that he is, so if she's telling a lie, she would never have the chutzpah to say this in front of him.
Number one. Number two, Zaktaram, since we believe her, he's mechuyev to give her a get without any excuses. That means, that we had in the Mishnah, by Shemayim Beini Abeinoch, that she says he's not Yeri Kecheitz, Safilu, we believe her. We believe her because it's Kisufa Leitrov, whatever it is. But if we believe her, well, he's not Machuif to give her a get right away. So he can't have children. So what? So she has to come with a taina. She wants to have for old age. She wants to have a child to help her. Like this, Tamuzay, she says he can't have children. So Bezen says, so what? You're not Machuif to have children. She has to come with a taina that the Mekelf, I need children for my old age, etc.
But if she says he's not mishamish with her, she doesn't have to give tainas. She doesn't give it explanations. That is not issues. He's not mikayim. He's shibudim as a husband.
Sheikh Dailam Izu Amru. Yepshi elani bebigdi vehi bebigdo yaitzi veyitink suba.
If he doesn't want to be mishamish, kedalkan shal Yisrael, he wants to be mishamish like the Parsiim.
So also she can yaitzi veyitink suba. That is not, that means he's not being mekayim, but he's mishubet to do to his wife. So if we have a biru, she's telling the truth, so it's yaitzi veyitink suba. Miu kosav rizal. The davkek she tevas lizgarish. She's coming with a taina. I want to get. He's not mishamish with me. So memela, I want to get. But damrini yoytziv eating suba. You should give her a get. She's telling the truth. Avol tevas suba loy mehemne.
But what is? If she does, she says, he owes me a ksubit.
That means the first on the line, she's money gaksube. He owes me a ksube, he's not mishamish with me, so he owes me a ksube, and I want to get also. Loi mehem, vehei viraim edome peke ishe rabbe, ishe shomer meizbali nemenis, meizbali tnuli ksubosi ene nemenis. So now the Ri said that the nemonis of an ishe is dependent on what her main intent is. If her intent is a get, so then we believe her filo gabi ksuba also. And then we have a song, we say, ksuba nil medzeh. But if her intent is ksuba, so then the thing sounds very fluky, she wants money, that's what, so then we don't believe her anymore. Is, I had a shtikel ha'ore on this cheshbin, and Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos. L'chayre, there's a more of a chilek between the Gemara in Yevamos and what we're talking about over here. The Gemara we mentioned before, Aisha she'amra meis ba'ili. She says, my husband died. Theoretically, we shouldn't believe her. Sadova Shabe'erve, she's an Eidecha, she's an Isha. She says, Meis Baile, we shouldn't believe her. But the Gemara says, Mishumigune, Kila Bo Rabo. What should we do? She should remain in the Gune. So they were saying, Mechano, with Cheshboines, Isha Daike Mintzve, Techoy Meshech Martelel, Beseife, Kalta Betchilosa. We made Cheshboines, but we believed her. We bent over backwards for her. She was there, now he's dead, he's buried, the safal, so if you won't believe it, it's a shekel chazah. We believe her. So there the Gemara says, very good. So the Gemara says, but what if she's coming, she starts off with money. So we see by her, the money is the ikar. That's what she wants. For money, we didn't give you an amonis, Rebetzin. We gave you anamonis, we had rachmonis, so you shouldn't be a gunna, but we see you're not interested in getting married, you're interested in the money. For money, we see that's what's motivating you to tell us this. For money, you don't have anamonis. That's very good, the Gemara in Yevamos. By us, if, when she says that her husband is not mishamish with her, and she has anamonis, right here we believe her not as mishumi guni kilabo rabbonon. Here we believe her, and nishem iza b'fnei ba'al to have such a chutzpah to tell in front of a bezin you're not mishamish with me, and it's nishke shteigen nishke floigen he's mekayim it's v'sayne to tell in front of a bezin that you're not mishamish with me, and she knows it's a flagrant lie. Any shemiz with Nebaila. So here she's Nemon, Haraltigune, she's Nemon, I had a biru, she's telling the truth. So Memele, was geit mir on? If she's coming to mon money, if that's what's motivating her, but the biru I still have, if it's a biru that's maspik for a dover shebe'elve, we learn how davar davar mi momen. Whatever biru you need for momen, you need for davar shebe'elbe. And if this biru is strong enough, lohitzi isha mi baila, so this should be strong enough to give a momen also. So therefore, I don't understand fully the comparison that the Ri was medame, in the case of an isha mi iza, to a case of Meis Baila, where there the whole Nemonis is out, Yishumiguni Kila Bo Rabona. Ve'ikel Amei Dekash Mait. Now the Ran is a Kash. Behoche Mashme, from our Sugya would seem, the Milse, the Yoda Baila, something that the husband knows. Mehemne, and she's Makrishim, Mishum Dle Mechatzva Bey. She wouldn't have the chutzpah. The loyada babaylo. If he doesn't know, lay mehemna. For her son, b'soyfe kabol yivim tegabiho disnam, no se isha v'shoyima esoshanim, v'loyada. A person was married to an isha 10 years, no children,
So he can't remain with this marriage. It's a mitzvah spirit of Rivianim. So he has to go and give her a get and marry someone else. Mashmei ibche. The Mridin Hossa. The Gemara says like as follows. Hu amar mino. The husband says that the reason we don't have children because this woman can't have children. Be amro minei. And she says, because of me, because of you, you're not Yeri Kechetz. That's what she says. Omer Rabbi Ami, Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino, Hinemenes, my time, he kim le be Yeri Kechetz, the EU le kim le be Yeri Kechetz, Mashme de Mishum de le kim le mehemna. She is Namon, because he doesn't know. Hakim lay, but if he would know, lay mehemne. Here we say it's punkfakel. When he does know, then she is nemo. When he does not know, she's not nemo. And this is mamish punkfakel. Since you don't know, so I'm nemo. If you would know, I wouldn't be nemo. Tiritsa rambanzal de leidomi nadoti. The awesome EU Udika Mafiklo. There, he's giving her a get. Umapsid lok subos. He wants to be mafsid subos, so you're a lady that can't have children. Hilka. Itavayu kimlu, if both of them could know. Lakele meime de ihi mehemno mishum de chazoke nisha meiza bifne baylo. Chiyam rinen hochi. You know when Ishim Izbnei Baila means that she comes over to husband. She tells him, you know, you gave me a get yesterday. And that's Azah Chutzpah. She's married to him. And she'll tell him in his face, you gave me a get yesterday. I'm not your wife anymore. So in the middle, that's a Meiridike Chutzpah. And that is a raya that she's telling the truth. Bilav the kushta kamra ain't a meize. Avol hosam di boy lafuke. He wants to give her a get, and he doesn't want to give her a ksuba. Meize meize. You want to give me a get? Goodbye. So you want to be mashmin the ksuba? I have the tzus. I'll tell you. You're not yere kechetz. Here, there's no big hose that there's enough of a biru to be made. Avokivin, but what's the chesed if he doesn't know? Avokivin, the ihi kimlo. She knows. Viyule kimlo. Eini bedin she itziyano v'yapsit ksuboso b'tayni shemes. So here pshat is that the emerson, there was a chiv ksube. All he can say is, maybe I don't owe you a ksube. Maybe I am your kechet. And she's tiny. You're not your kechet. You do am your ksube. So memele, there was a vadeh chiyev ksuba mit a tiny shema, he can't pater his chiyev. Ahi itse the chol yoyme de tashmish mikadmo mashe yodei legab. So the Rosh is pshat over here. Let's see the Rosh. Mikadmo mashe yodei legab. Shohoyo mishamish imo belaylo. So in the morning, she woke up and she brought a Negelvasa. That was when he was Mishamish with her. Like this, let him bring his own Negelvasa. But upon him, that's what she used to do. For her husband. One day in the morning, she brought him again. Negavasa. Oh, my law, so he said, what happened? What happened over here? Well, all of a sudden you're bringing Negavasa. We weren't Mishamish last night. Oh, my law, what? We weren't Mishamish? Sure, we weren't Mishamish. Oh, in Cain, Chad min Nochim, Mistome, one of the Goyim, Alavai, that sells Meiche Yeholos, Meiche Yoyel, Meiche Psomim, he was here. I thought it was you. I didn't know. And Lamaisa, it must have been that guy. And that's what happened. And she was Ishes Koyim.
I mean, she's tiny that she didn't know, so she's an Anusa. She thought it was him. So this sounds very scary. Omar Rav Nachman, Einea, Nosna, Ba'acha, this is just a kunst. She's saying other words to me, Anilof.
She's making herself very innocent.
She brings that girl. She wants to show that the lesbo ma'ashosh b'mila
doesn't mean anything. Don't be in the spoil.
So Mamela, we have this Mishnah. So Mamela, atche tovi rai l'dvorea. Ahi itse doi have b'dicha daite tahade gavre. B'shita mekabetz, I don't know if there's another pshat over here. B'shita mekabetz says a very interesting pshat. It's like the hepech of the mashmoy saloshin. But I'll say over there, she never says such pshat. Ha'itzid lehava b'dicha daita b'hadi gavra. She never was happy with her husband. She was always in a bad mood. Never could find a smile. Omar lo, and then one day she's all smiling and she's all peaches and cream, everything. She's very happy. Omar lo, he eaten a maishna. What? All of a sudden you woke up on the right side of the bed today. What happened? Are you happy? Omar lo, my oilom lo tzaltom b'derech eretz ki yidna. That means you never were mesameach me. She said a loshen tzaltom. But you never were mesameach me b'derech eretz ki yidna like last night. So now I feel happy. What do you mean? So Mistamitz, those goyim that were selling neft. So Mistamitz was one of them. Omalu Rav Nachman, loy tashkichen bo nesenes einer ba'ache haboy. Ahu Gavre, there was a Gavre, Maharzik Bebeisa, who Beinze. He was Miyachad, he was hiding together with an Ashishish. All Ose Mori de Beisa. The Balabos came in. Polte Noyat Lohutze Vorak. So there was a small type of a wall made out of flimsy materials. So the Nayib saw the husband coming in, so he broke through this wall and he ran out. The Orech is a Goren to Santa Pshat. The Orech says he saw the husband coming in. That means he took a hutza, he took a lulav, he started beating up the balabos, and the husband ran out. Omar Rove, itse shari, she's mutter. Im ise, the ovad isure, achusi ave milches. That means if he had taken done an aveire, he would never do such a thing. That means the husband should see him, especially the oldest child. He should beat up the husband. And they said, the husband knows who he is. And some of the first child also, it was Nikya, where the husband, the husband saw him. So if he would have done an Aveire, he wouldn't have done such a thing. So she's Mutter Labailo. Let us see the Ran. Look the Ran. Ahi itse. Eishes koyin haisa, which was an eishes koyin. Yeishes Yisrael kivin shafilu lefid varer svura haisa she baila. The way she's saying, she thought it was her husband. Ain loch oynes kodlo mizet. So this is an oynes. Oynes Yisrael mishra shori. So what's the shaila over here? The loma le rav nachmu le mei mei nem nos na baache. We shouldn't believe her. Well, elavada kidamor. Hamilsa Tashmish. So it was Aluvai Nachim Meichei Oyo. Yeah. Mahalzik. One second. Yeah. Mahalzik shayonech ba imoisa isha. Chodam apayek achoybo mahalzikei ba'andrune. Protei noyef lohoitzi. Porat mechitzi shal shal. Noyef lohutza. Porat mechitzi shal hutza bedafna. Yechusia v'milches shayimach v'atzmoy kidei shalo yeiro ekeloinai. Zegt de Gemara weiter, hu noyef, it was a noyef, the ole gabi da inse. It went into the house of a certain woman, osa gabre, the husband came back, solik noyef, so noyef went, esev bekaloi bove. Now what is bekaloi bove? So bemesach, there's like a curtain in front of the door, so he hid over there. There was in the house, there was some cress, watercress. And a snake, a poisonous snake, had tasted from this watercress. And therefore, if one would eat from it, it's poison. Boy, mori de basil mechum and hana tichli. So now, the husband, Balabos, he wanted to eat from this tichli, not knowing that they're poisonous. Beloy data the insect. His wife did know that he wants to eat it. And he's taking to eat it. Omalei unoyef leiseichum and hain. Don't eat it. The ta'im nechivye. The snake tasted from it, it's poisonous. Omarova inse shori. His wife is mutter. Im ise da ovad isure, if he was take mizane with his wife, nichele de lechel, then he'd be very happy, so let the husband eat from it, the lame, so let him die. Yechsev, it says in the posik, kini efu vidam bideyem. Estes, those who are menayev, they're murderers also, because they want to get rid of the husbands. But since we see he was concerned over the life of the husband, so we see Taki never was a mezana. So the Gemara says pshita that Taki it's poshet. What is the chiddush? Ma de taime isura ova. I would say maybe if I kelt his for it. Could be he was mizan. Ahai the omalei, that's what he warned the husband. The nechalei the loyleimus. He would prefer that he shouldn't die. Why? Loyleimus bal. That the inse, ilave maim gnuvim yitoku. That if the husband would die, if the husband doesn't die, so it's mine gnubim yim toko, velechem storim yino, kamash malon. There's a murder thesis over here. Nikol tam bie, venitem la oivre yavere. So me mele, the oivre yavere, they are margish the tam bie. So thesis says, kamash malon, nev any day is that. The nikolay the lamest balk thesis and the befares. He doesn't realize. He doesn't know this posik in Mishlei, and he thinks it's better off for him that he should die. So therefore, Anoyef is not such a big Talmud Chochem that would learn the Sefer Sanhedrin. So Mimele, so if he'd be Anoyef, he would prefer that the Baal should die. And if he warned him, so it's a raya that he wasn't Anoyef. Now let us see the Ram. That would you need these reasons. The lesser. די לאו משמעני טיימה, הירוי בקיוצי בזה, וכל בעל נפש לא חסלץ מגדי לוצי שדי שמיים. ותאט יש טיימים, so הבעל נפש על קופונם should have been מחמן himself, so that is why the Gemara tells us that even the Baal Nefesh should not be Machma, because we have Rayas that Hitaka wasn't Mizan. Odron Allah, Ta'ilu Nedorim, Slichalo, Mesaches Nedorim.